It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, September 12th. I'm Jake Ryan. About 3 years ago, a rainstorm came through Ouray County. Soon after, tires were spotted in the Uncompahgre River. Hundreds of them. Used, old, dirty tires. Ouray County and the Colorado Department of Health and Environment eventually were able to find where these tires came from. A local property owner had been collecting and burying tires next to a creek. 3 years and a state grant later, the county is in the middle of a project to clear out all the buried tires.
Well, it actually is ending up to be a really, really good project.
That's Ouray County Commissioner Connie Hunt. Last month, they started digging up the tires.
They are then shredded and hauled to a certified landfill for disposal. And so far, they're estimating about 25,000 tires have been unearthed on the property.
25,000 tires?
25,000 tires or 312.5 tons of waste tires. Right now, they are being shredded, and that is about 45% complete. From there, they're hauled to either landfill or company that is allowed to use the shredded tires for either landfill cover, or that sometimes they use tires for other types of recycled uses.
The plan is that the property will be reclaimed and reseeded once everything is done. AmeriCorps, a national service program, is celebrating its 20th anniversary today. President Obama will be joined by former Presidents Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush to commemorate the anniversary. KVNF's Laura Paul Massano spoke to former AmeriCorps volunteers about their experiences and brings us this report.
Since 1994, more than 900,000 men and women have served in AmeriCorps. The Federal Service Program has volunteers across the nation and in U.S. territories. Michelle Amiot was an AmeriCorps VISTA, short for Volunteers in Service to America. She volunteered for a year in Montrose County at the Valley Food Partnership, a Western Slope nonprofit.
I was primarily engaged in starting community gardens in Montrose and Olathe. You know, when I began my term, there was one community garden in Montrose, and, you know, when I finished it, there are now five with two on the way.
Amiot says her experience was challenging, but also rewarding.
I think what's amazing about the VISTA program is what each of us gets out of the program is really mirrored by what we put into the community. VISTAs are charged with doing work that alleviates poverty, and what I see as the most important part of that work is giving a voice and a value to the community members you're working with.
Courtney Mullen of Paonia was an AmeriCorps volunteer for 2 years. She worked with Montana State Parks and at a charter school in New England.
One of the more memorable experiences I had as a volunteer was working with the volunteers that I had recruited on Wild Horse Island State Park. It's a really gorgeous park on Flathead Lake in Montana. We walked around the island in search of barbed wire that was left over from the early 1900s. And the reason we were collecting this barbed wire and removing it from the island was because the wild horses and all the other wild animals on the island were getting tangled up in this barbed wire and injured from it.
AmeriCorps volunteers serve at schools, nonprofits, public agencies, and community groups. Their projects range from fighting poverty to responding to natural disasters. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Governor John Hickenlooper is scheduled to participate in an AmeriCorps anniversary event at the state capitol today. Political debate season kicked off in Colorado over the weekend, with candidates running for governor and U.S. Senate among those facing off in Grand Junction. Club 20 hosted the debate. As part of our Capitol Conversation series, Benta Berklin analyzes the major themes and arguments.
Joining us, we have Vic Vella with Colorado Community Media and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. Let's start with the governor's race. Ivan, what stood out to you in terms of major themes, and were there any surprises?
As far as surprises, I think you've got what we expected. Former Congressman Beaupre really trying to hammer Hickenlooper on his record so far, whether it's his decision to indefinitely postpone the execution of Nathan Dunlap, his decision to sign a raft of gun legislation last year, while Hickenlooper has tried to focus more on telling people that the economy is doing much better now than it was 4 years ago when he took office. Unemployment was just over 9%. Now it's about 5.3%. And of course, Beaupré doesn't see it that way. As he described it, the economy here being middle of the pack, he thinks that the unemployment figures don't really paint the whole story because it doesn't take into account the people who have stopped looking for jobs. So I think that you'll see this dynamic play out where Beaupré is going to be very critical of everything that Hickenlooper has done in the last few years, and Hickenlooper is really trying to get the message out that Colorado is doing so much better economically and running on that.
And Vic, did the governor criticize Beaupré at all, or was it more the governor standing up for what he's done in office?
It's actually interesting. Hickenlooper threw the first punch in that debate, kind of going after Beaupré on some issues. It was the first time in a while that Hickenlooper has been in an actual fight, if you will. Toward the end, they were allowed to ask each other questions. There was something sort of almost like boxing pregame, with the two of them jawing at each other, and the crowd was getting involved, and the whole place was just kind of lively. I'm not sure there was necessarily a winner. It's, you know, I think both sides felt like they did what they wanted to do. You don't win debates, you only lose them at this stage of the race.
Let's talk about the U.S. Senate race. You have Democrat Mark Udall, the incumbent, and Republican Congressman Cory Gardner.
You know, President Obama is not on the ballot this fall, but he may as well have been. His name was brought up more times during that debate. You know, obviously Gardner, since day one, has been hammering Mark Udall for his support of the Affordable Care Act. Almost every time a question was posed on any subject, Gardner would pivot to Obamacare. Udall defended the Affordable Care Act, saying, you know, takes away the restrictions on pre-existing conditions. It helps women. Speaking of women, that was another theme of the debate. Udall continuing to hammer Gardner on women's issues, his support of personhood and things like that, birth control. So you pretty much knew going into that debate what you were going to get, and that's what you got.
It is one of the most highly watched races in the country because it's considered a toss-up. Republicans need to win 6 Senate seats in order to take control of the Senate. So this is one of the races that is seen as having the potential to determine who controls the Senate in November. So that's why a lot of the arguments that Vic mentioned in terms of how they're criticizing each other are the kind of same arguments that you're seeing play out nationally in other races, where Republicans want to tie Democrats to Barack Obama as much as possible, who has fledgling approval ratings, and also hitting Democrats on the new healthcare law, while Democrats are trying to criticize Republicans for their role in the partial government shutdown of last year.
Both exciting races to watch and very close as well, so thanks. That was Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press and Vic Vello with Colorado Community Media. I'm Benta Berglund in Denver, and this is Capital Conversation.
That was the regional news. Stay tuned for Positive ID and the Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Jake Ryan.